At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are surrounded by wins now in Sabres history on Sabres Live. Number one and number four, all-time victories in the crease in Sabres Hall of Famer, Ryan Miller, and Mr. Everything, Marty Baron. Ryan, thank you. As he scoffs at me, Millsy, I guess I didn't pump him up enough, but it is great to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, boys. Good to see you.
Hey, Millsy, nice to see isn't you. It true if you ain't first, you're last? So who cares if I'm fourth? You're first. So I'm tied for last with the rest of them.
I mean, Ricky Bobby starts to make a lot of sense.
Yeah. that would have been a locker room, like staples, right? Like Talladega Nights and those movies back in the days. Like anything you can quote from these comedies, especially the group that was you and Roisey and Van and you know, that would have been just comments after comments after comments.
Oh yeah, well, we created a few of our own too. So yeah.
Some that we won't say on TV radio. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some of those boys to come back in a couple of weeks. So I'm making some phone calls, dragging them out, hopefully, to our charity event in April. So
yeah, we are just about a month out from two big nights for you, Amherst Hall of Fame, but the night prior, which is what you're alluding to here. I mean, we can't wait. This is something that you started during your career, Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity, and it is back once again this year, and it happens on April the 10th.
Yeah.
And New Era Foundation is the presenting sponsor. Tell us what has you excited about this year as far as like how it's themed, some of the guests you expect to be there, and just what kind of night it will be with some new partners.
I mean, obviously we shifted gears over the years. Last year, we were seeing if anybody remembered us, and it went well. And I think this year is a little bigger scope. Like, we're hoping to expand a little bit. And with the alumni event in the summertime, the wine event is not going to be happening anymore. So I'm hoping that this can become another alumni type event, because we're getting a lot of alumni committing to coming back. We're getting some guys from other teams and other celebrities from around Buffalo to kind of come and team up, give a different look. And we're joined by a bunch of great brands in the Buffalo fashion world. So, they're putting together their best looks and their best vibes, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, you said last year as my phone's ringing in the house, who calls the house phone? That doesn't happen anymore. I don't know how to turn that ringer off. As you said, last year, you know, brought the event back, and it was a ton of fun, and the fan base absolutely loved it. Like, how does it make you feel to come back into, you know, Buffalo, launch the Catwalk for Charity again, and get that love from the fan base, knowing that, look, you're always going to be remembered here and always going to be appreciated here?
Well, it just meant a lot to me that I was able to maintain that relationship. And, you know, a big part of my time in Buffalo was, you know, that connection to the community and feeling accepted and just looking forward to getting back in a different way. I think this, you know, in the prior events, it was always the current team and there's a lot of energy surrounding that. This time we get to take a little bit different look. And have some fun with it, with, you know, bringing some guys back. I thought one of the cooler parts of the event last year was having Rhett Warner, JP Dumont really front and center for their involvement with Carly's Club, Encourage of Carly, and how that connection all kind of came together with Rhett Warner's relationship with the family and the group at the hospital, and then JP Dumont carrying that forward and really introducing me to that side of things, where it really aligned with some experiences my family went through with my cousin and his battles with cancer. So really a full circle kind of moment. And now that we kind of have that full circle, we're back, we're trying to do it bigger. And I think it's great. We're going to have a little more of an accessible situation, a little bit bigger venue. I think ticket prices are a good place. And there's going to be a lot to do, a lot of people to meet, a lot of people to talk to. And that's the main thing for me. I always liked our events are really social, interactive, and it was something where you got to really see and the personalities. And it wasn't an event where you got to just stare at your favorite player. It was, you got to hang out. And that was important to me, you know, because, you know, Buffalo is a community. You can't just stare at everybody. You got to know who everybody is.
Indeed. And along with Sabres alumni Thurman Thomas, Benny the Butcher, Dane Smith, Josh Byrne, Megan Chayka, among the many who will be in attendance. Tickets are $65 starting at, and then there's VIP for $175. You can learn all about this at sabres.com, and there's a link, obviously, for this huge night. And you mentioned some of the brand partners, the creative fashion folks that are in our community, and many of them already woven into the sporting fabric here, like Justition and 26 Shirts and Cafe and Vintage Raider. It's so cool. And then, of course, because of what you just said, it needs to be reinforced. And this was a big part of your retirement night, Hall of Fame jersey, you know, here in Buffalo. The Sabres and the creation of the Ryan Miller Legacy Endowment Fund and how it benefits the Courage of Carly. Now that you're removed from it all these months, I know it's years, but it doesn't feel like it. But
we have to admit it. It's you.
Yeah. What, you know, I know because you were so open with us that night and that week here in Buffalo when you were honored. How does it feel now that it really does have the wheels of continuation and impact in the community?
Well, it's just been nice to have that relationship be much more open, and I can get back, and getting back for to honor Rob Ray and being around for that was important. And, you know, I just trying to be available for some of these moments and, you know, hoping to see, you know, more of this kind of happen. There's a lot of guys who meant a lot to the community and the team over the years. And hopefully we keep doing some things like that that happened for Rob. And hopefully we can keep, we have a good response to this charity event. We can kind of keep this going as a yearly thing. And keeping that connection of the guys, it's good to check in on the guys and get them out together and have them come home in a way where they can interact with the community and the guys and makes them feel good about their time in Buffalo. And certainly love to check in on the boys. And it's nice to schedule something, right? Like, you know, get it on the books and then, you know, they got to show up.
Not only did everybody showed up for the event, but most showed up for the after event last year where, you know, when you get the guys together, you find a few spots in the city that maybe existed 20 years ago, maybe didn't, and we just created new spots. How is that important for you to know that it's, look, it's a great event, everybody gets together, but it's just the friendship, the relationships, even with some that are not hockey players, are not Sabres alumni, but were part of the running crew maybe from back in the days.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see a lot of old friends. It was harder for me to keep up with that over the years, you know, transitioning away from the team after being, you know, traded and built and continuing my career somewhere else and then having a family. It's not like there's a ton of time to offer into some of these situations. So it's great to come back and still feel like, you know, those relationships were real and solid, and you still talk to those people and we still show up for each other. And that's the cool part about it. We, you know, we do get a good group out, and yeah, it's not just the hockey boys, you know, it's definitely beyond that.
You kept me out way past my bedtime last year. I'll tell you this. I struggled for
two years ago, Marty.
2 years ago. Sorry. Yeah. That's why, because I can't even remember. It was so late when I got home.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Home.
Marty's still recovering.
I'm still recovering. Yeah. Hey, look, let me ask you this, because obviously you're doing work with the Sharks as, you know, the goalie development and everything. Jonathan Quick just signed a 1-year extension. You know, Quickie good. What do you think of what he's doing? He's staying for one more year with the Rangers as Shesterkin's backup. He doesn't want to do the charity events yet. He wants to keep playing. That's his thing.
Yeah, I mean, play as long as you can. He's younger than me. I wanted to play as long as I could, too. We just got to a point where that probably wasn't aligning with a few other things. So, like body and other needs of the family and stuff. So, yeah, I tell everybody, or it was told to me when I was in the middle of my career, play as long as you can. Make them kick you out, essentially. So, obviously, he's still a productive player, so keep going.
Ryan, that definitely describes your time in Rochester. And after your catwalk for charity, you're going into the Amherst Hall of Fame the next night. Give us a sense of just what you remember most about how it started in Rochester and what the takeaway is now before this special night.
For me, it's just paying the respect to Rochester. It's a fun community. We had a lot of really good times there. You know, I'm starting to hear a little bit from the guys I played with more in Rochester, have been reaching out about some stuff and some memories and some things like that. And it was an important time for a lot of the guys in the Sabres lives. I think that we expect a lot of the young players these days. We want them to come in and be masterful. And I certainly at the time thought, you know, like every young player does, like you can come in and just figure it out really quick and everything's gonna be awesome. But no, I appreciated my time in Rochester because we had a very serious mission laid down by the upper management and then the ownership and the management in Rochester too. You know, they want to be a contending team. They want to be a playoff team, and that was known from the start. And it wasn't just like, oh, you're just a bunch of kids. You know, they surrounded us with some great veterans. Chris Taylor, Jason Bottrell, Matt Cullen, guys who knew how to play. Doug Huda, you know, 1 year he's my defenseman, next year he's my coach, you know, like stuff like that. So it was a great experience. And it's those guys, I think when you look at how they handle themselves and the way they played, it taught us a lot. And the time there taught us a lot. And the community was awesome. We had a lot of fun there, lived in different parts of the area, and really got to know that part of the world. And it was a really early stage of my life still. You know, I just moved away from home. I did live away from home earlier in my hockey career, but I went home for college. So it was really my first chance to step away, do things on my own. It was, you know, Rochester was the place. So it was, meaningful and not a place I got a chance to get back to. So I'm interested to get back to Rochester and check in and say hi.
Yeah, well, I beat you to the Rochester Hall of Fame, so that's my claim to fame. I was first in that one. Doesn't matter. But I do remember the first Scott Metcalf meeting, my first training camp, and he got all the boys at center ice, or guys like Mike Hurlbut or Randy Cunningworth, and we had a trip in Providence 1 year. We had amassed like a ton of team bonus money, and we went for a team dinner, and Mike Harder, we thought we lost him in the city. Like, it was like, those are the things that really build the, you know, your experience, right? Is there one thing like that trip in Providence, I think would be the one thing that I was like, okay, like, this is crazy. We're a bunch of young kids, but we're having fun. Is there one thing that you can single out, like a game, a playoff series, the lockout year in the NHL, like, was there 1 year that you can single out?
No, I mean, it all was great. I think those first experiences of like, hey, we got 3-3 and they're all the first ones on the road. We got to stop by the home game and then we got to swing out to somewhere in Pennsylvania. Like,
yeah,
like that's the kind of stuff where you're like, okay, what are we doing? Like, this is crazy. Like how in motion you are for like 3 or 4 days of the week, and then how stationary you are for like 3 or 4 days of the week.
Yeah.
Like you have a chance to practice and you have a chance to kind of goof off of the guys in town, which is what we made a point of doing. Was we knew we had a 4 or 5 day window, you know, we would plan something.
Mm-hmm. And like having a band practice with Tom Askey, like that was planned. Like that was, that was probably where it all started.
But that's the point you kind of get to. You're just like, well, how many times can you, well, I mean, it's upstate New York, right? So there's cold moments. So it's not like you can be like, hey, we're going to go golfing today, boys. It's like, you got to have some indoor events and like, you can only play, like we're playing cards and games on the road all the time. It's like, you can't just go sit in a room and play cards all day. So it's like, yeah, that's kind of, you kind of get to know each other. I guess that's something that was kind of important to the team dynamic, was we were looking to hang out together. And we were motivated by the fact that we had a lot of time and we didn't want to be bored. And I think that's also a sign of the personalities on the team, you know, motivated people looking to, you know, either be better or looking to do something interesting. And that's kind of how it all kind of came together. So really great group dynamics. Still talk to a bunch of the guys that, you know, Tom Askey, Steve Lindgren, you know, guys who were a lot of fun to be on team with.
Tom is still playing musically. Yeah. He's a great follow on Instagram. Yeah. Are you still playing?
Here and there, the guitar case is, my daughter likes to just open the guitar case and get into that velvet part. You know, it's like really soft. So if I got the guitar out of it, I'll play some stuff and she'll just kind of sit in there and mess with it. But I don't know, I've been trying to get Bodie a little bit more interested in it. Like, he's got, my wife's got an old guitar that just can kind of sit around, and that's, he just kind of sit in his room and once in a while you'll kind of hear it, but trying to let him take to it. I don't want to like force too much. You know how it is with kids.
Yeah, no, I remember you telling us before about just how they're you know, picking up music almost organically, right? Like from what you listen to and how cool that experience is. Ryan, we can't wait to see you again. A little under a month, two big nights here. It starts with your catwalk for charity on April 10th. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, we'll be in town a little bit early, catch the Sabres game, and hopefully see some friends. So it'll be fun.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity is April 10th. You can go to sabres.com/catwalk. And of course, head to amherst.com to find out more about his Hall of Fame night the very next night in Rochester. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.